أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا من رب رحيم وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم يرى الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت صدق الله العظيم علماء کرام most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers in this majlis of islah we will discuss once again Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's ashar with regards to maut. I have mentioned on many occasions previously that when the holiday season comes, then it seems as if our brakes fail, our spiritual brakes. Many people who are very much deeni inclined, namazi, they stay away from haram. But when it comes to holidays, then their namazas become qaza. And for what reason? Attending walimas, attending nikahs, attending birthday parties, engagement feasts, or at some souq and show here and there, or at some other holiday or tourist attraction. Now what happens is that they become negligent. They forget that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hasn't given us a holiday from His ibadat, from His obedience, and the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Holiday is permissible, in fact it's necessary, if it means that the person changes his occupation for a little while. The occupation in which the person becomes sometimes tired, exhausted, mentally, physically. So then there is not only a concession in Sharia, but in fact it's a requirement that the person must give his body also some kind of rest, mentally also. The Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they say sometimes they used to joke, sometimes they used to be relaxed because they wanted to be fresh to do jihad again. The objective was not just enjoyment and pleasure, but so that the body may become physically fit and healthy again to undertake the rigors of life and the activities of life. And as I mentioned last week also, that it is only the Sharia, it is only the Quran and Sunnah, it is only Islam that makes all our mundane activities also into ibadat. So if the person with a good niyat, with a good intention, he has a break, then it is not only permissible, in fact it is rewarding. But what I am getting across to you is this, and to myself, that when it comes to holidays, then sometimes we become negligent, we become indifferent, we become ghafil anil akhirah, we become ghafil and indifferent to the realities of life, and that there is such a thing as angel of death who is hovering behind us, or above, hovering above us and following behind us. We seem to forget. Therefore, at such a time, it becomes necessary that we must have the muraqabah of maut, or we must do the muraqabah of maut. The muraqabah of maut is not going to make us give up our business or give up our enjoyment of food or drink. All it is going to do is that it will keep us conscious of the fact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching, Allah Ta'ala is hearing, Allah Ta'ala is knowing, and that we have not escaped Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's might and Allah Ta'ala's power and Allah Ta'ala's sight. That's all. So I always call this muraqabah as a break. That every vehicle that we see in the world has got some kind of a break. They don't allow a vehicle without a break to run on the road. What do they say? It's going to cause accident. The driver will die too, his passengers will die, and we don't know how many people's lives he will take if he has to drive a vehicle where the brakes are not in good condition or the brakes fail. How many times we read that the truck was coming down the hill and the brakes failed. So what happened is that that truck took for a ride another few trucks and cars, and how many pedestrians and how many things are damaged when the brakes fail. So in the same way, when the Muslim person, in fact human beings in general, their brakes have failed, any kind of pleasure is laid out before them, then they run towards it with excitement, unconcerned whether it is going to damage their health, cause loss of wealth, and it will damage their spirituality, nothing. As long as it is some kind of entertainment, fun and pleasure, then we become overjoyed. That break of ours fails. I'm talking about Muslims, then the break fails. Namaz has become qaza. The person is not concerned about his haya, his shame, his modesty. He does not even realize that where he is and what he is doing. The angels are recording. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching. And most of all, the person forgets that his death can come in such a place, whether it's a rave club or disco or cinema or theater or any kind of haram entertainment, the person can lose his life. If we haven't known by now, then definitely we are fast asleep. How many places in the world, it is common knowledge, how many places in the world people died because those cinemas caught on fire, or those nightclubs, they were demolished by some bomb blast, or in tear gas, or anything else. Different ways so many people died in discos, cinemas, theaters and other kind of haram establishments. At one time when those hotels disappeared from the surface of the earth in Turkey, hotels disappeared, complete blocks gone from the surface of the earth, sank into the ground. Terrible, terrible earthquake. And then the tsunamis is not even erased from our memories. Thousands of people, how they were enjoying themselves on the beachfront. And then suddenly everything washed away. Thousands of people gone. So Sharia does not say we must not enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, the waters of the ocean, the forests, the animals in the jungle, Kruger National Park and other parks. But the condition is that we must remain within the parameters of Sharia. I mentioned some time back that after my return from Zambia, I think I mentioned in one of the majlis, that there in Zambia, it was winter time. So one of the homes that I went to, they said that this is Methi Park. That when you eat Methi Park, then your body stays warm. Then another home we went, that they said that this is Kopra Park, made out of coconut, a delicacy made out of coconut. Then some other home, they had some other kind of park. So I told them there's no problem. If you eat Kopra Park, Methi Park, Dodi Park, all the different parks you can eat. And you can even go to the parks and enjoy the beautiful oxygen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provides early part of the morning. Or enjoy the trees, have a picnic if provided the area is not infested. You understand very well. So there's nothing wrong if the person has to go through those parks. The only condition is that we must keep our eyes park, our ears park, our tongues park, our hearts and minds must be park, meaning clean and pure. So the person can go to the park, but he must keep his heart park and his eyes park, meaning clean and pure. So if he does that, then there is no harm. But if the person goes there and then his brake fails, then he's got a problem. So at such a time, the only thing that seems to restrain a person, and this I'm telling you from the experience of lots of people who listen to this type of bayan, and then after that they write or they phone or they SMS and they say, Maulana, we were at a certain place and I just suddenly recalled that bayan that you gave on mouth, and it restrained me from getting trapped in adultery or fornication or in any kind of haram where we thought that nobody was watching. The person is overseas, is alone in the hotel room, then the person thinks that nobody is watching here. So at that time, what is going to restrain the person? So either the person has sufficient amount of muhabbat of Allah in his heart, and that is the real requirement. Any person who disobeys Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is due to lack of muhabbat. If a child disobeys the parent, it's due to lack of muhabbat. If the husband is being disobeyed by the wife, is due to lack of muhabbat. And if the wife is being abused by the husband, then it is again lack of muhabbat. If you have to look across the board, you will find that there is a deficiency in muhabbat on one side or the other. And that is what major, in most cases, causes this type of a problem. So whenever there is disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is a lack of muhabbat. When the person loves someone, he doesn't want to displease that person. What kind of love is that where the person wants to displease the beloved? Can that be love? In whose dictionary is that considered as love and muhabbat, where the person wants to displease? He says, why I love you so that I may displease you. Have you ever heard of anything like that? That a person says that I love you very, very much. Why? So that I may disobey you, displease you, hurt you, cause you injury and pain. So will anybody consider that as love? So when we say that we are Muslims, we have believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what does it mean? That we must not displease Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. But if we do not have that kind of love, then at least have the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab and punishment. Even if there was no such thing as Jahannam, even if there was no such thing as fire of hell, then too a Muslim would not have disobeyed Allah ta'ala. Even if there was no such thing as warnings of fire of Jahannam, then too the Muslim who is a true Muslim would not have disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because he loves Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he looks at all the ihsan and favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon him. Within seconds, what can happen to a person? Within seconds. Look at the recent deaths. Within seconds. Fit, healthy young people, and within seconds they're gone. Person says, I spoke to him 2 minutes ago. Somebody says, I just spoke to him 5 minutes ago. Somebody says, I just met him a little while ago. Somebody says, he was just delivering the goods and it happens. Somebody says, we were just going for a drive and it happened. Indeed, those people who passed away in those accidents and those shootings that took place, it's a form of a shahadat. For them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them some kind of status and position in the akhirat. Allah ta'ala made it easy for them to enter into jannat. For them, there's nothing but ni'mats and bounties. But the people that they leave behind, then for them it is indeed difficult. They have to exercise great amount of sabr and patience. Leaving behind 4 children, 5 children, and sometimes the child is not yet born and the father is gone. And sometimes the child is just born and the mother is gone. How many cases like that? Woman gives birth to a child and leaves this world. So those people who left in that condition, for them it is indeed shahadat. But for us, they leave, or they give us lessons. That never ever be negligent. As I have mentioned many, many times, that we must be ever ready. Our wills must be in place. Our nasihats and wasiyats must be in place. We must have everything above board. If we are owing people monies, then it must be recorded. People must know whom we are owing money to. If we have amanats in our possession, then it must be recorded and the people must be informed. At least the wife or the brother or son or somebody must be informed that these are the amanats that are in my possession. And in the event of my death, this must be returned. How many people they ask this question, Maulana, if we are in debts, can we go for Hajj? Indeed, you can go for Hajj even if you are in debts. It is permissible. But when is it permissible? It's permissible when those debts are not of a kind where the person is waiting for his money. The person is waiting for a payment of the loan that he has given. And here the person that took the loan is making Hajj. So what kind of Hajj will that be? But if it is in installments and there is a kind of an agreement or a contract and now the person is going for Hajj, but he's making sure that his installments are paid on time and he leaves behind assets which will cover his debts, which will cover his debts in the event of his death. So he's got some assets which will cover his debts when in the event of his death. So then it's permissible. But what I am emphasizing is that somebody must know. Lots of people passed away, and when somebody made a claim that I had given him a loan, they said, "We don't know what loan you're talking about. We inherited this property. Have you got anything recorded?" Say, "There's nothing recorded. But we were very good friends, so there was a verbal agreement." Then who worries about verbal agreements these days when they don't even worry about written agreements? When even written agreements don't hold much water today, then what about the verbal agreements? Written agreements, do they look for fine print there? And with the new computers, the fine print is getting finer and finer. Sometimes you can't even read it. So fine it is. So therefore we have to be very much careful and on guard. Allah Ta'ala has given us everything. Beautiful things to eat, to drink, wear. Nothing Allah Ta'ala has prohibited which was good for us. Anything that was good, Allah Ta'ala made permissible. Only those things which cause us harm, or our families, or our society, Allah Ta'ala has made haram. Otherwise, what does Allah Ta'ala gain in making haram things which are beneficial for us? Look at everything, I've mentioned this many times, look at everything across the board. You'll find that only those things which are harmful to ourselves, to our families, our society, Allah Ta'ala has made haram. Whether it's adultery, fornication, gambling, drinking, pork, all those things, you look at it because it's harmful to our own health, for our family, for the society. So during the holiday season, it becomes necessary to revise this muraqabah of mouth.
Jahan mein ibrat ke har su namune, magar tujhko anda kiya rang bu ne, kabhi gaur se bhi ye dekha hai tune, jo maamoor the wo mehal ab hai sune, jagah ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaah hai tamasha nahi hai, jagah ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaah hai tamasha nahi hai.
When you go around the world, we come across forts and palaces and huge mansions and buildings, and the tourist guide will give us a whole history of the kings and of the emperors and the governors and those who lived in those palaces and those forts and fortresses. and what kind of might they had and power they had and all their merrymaking and enjoyment and fun and pleasure and singing and dancing. They'll give you a whole history how they used to live in those palaces. But they are all empty. Where are those horses gone? Where are those thrones gone? Where are those crowns gone? Where is all that pomp and show gone? Nothing. Jo maamurate mahal wo abhe soon hai, finish. Go at night when there's nobody there. You will feel scared to even live in those palaces. All so quiet. They've just become tourist attraction. Where are the people of Taj Mahal gone? And the Red Fort of Delhi gone? The Lal Qila? And all the other places in the world that they say is tourist attraction, where there were one time palaces and all kinds of entertainment. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. So therefore there's nothing wrong. Make use of the things of this world, but don't give your heart to this world. We should not give our heart. Our heart should be reserved for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And whatever we do must be because of that love for Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We love our parents, we love our businesses, we love our homes and our children and our wives, because it is the hukam of Allah ta'ala. Otherwise we don't love it. So jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. If we are going to give our heart, then it will be very difficult to leave. It's very difficult to leave for a person who has given his heart to the dunya. For that person, he will look around, even at the time of death, he will keep on looking at his building, and he will look at his children, and he will look at his wife, and he will look at the gold and silver, and now suddenly he will recall of all the money that was hoarded somewhere, and all those bank accounts that were not shown to the son and to the children. Now all those things will suddenly flash in his mind, and now he knows that it's just a few minutes left, or a few hours left, and I have to leave this world. So his heart will still be in the world. He will not look forward to meeting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whereas the Muslim, he looks forward to his mulaqat and his meeting with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If a Muslim does not have the desire to meet his Allah, then it is a clear indication that the person's iman is very, very deficient. Once again, that beautiful poetry. Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. In Jannat, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reveal himself, Allah ta'ala's glory will be seen with the naked eyes. Like how we stand on the ground and see the full moon, like that everybody in Jannat will be able to see Allah ta'ala. So he says, when that veil will be removed, ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat mili. That Allah for whom they are making ibadat, zikr, tilawat, everything, now today they are seeing that Allah. So there has to be that desire in the heart. And when will that desire come? When we build up that love for Allah ta'ala. But if in our heart is going to be nothing but the love of dunya, not the usage of dunya, that is permissible, use the dunya. Like how we use our handkerchiefs, that's how we should use it. Don't give our heart to it. Our heart must be for Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Every desire, Yahul Khaja Sahib says, has left my heart. Now come, O my beloved Allah. For I have emptied my heart for your love. So therefore this, he says, jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ya ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai. It's not a place of amusement and fun and play. entertainment within the parameters of Sharia is permissible. Some racing, some jogging, some running, some skipping, some swimming, but within the parameters of Sharia. We must not use those ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in which certain things are encouraged in the wrong places. There was an opening of a swimming pool in one government school, and they read out one article which I had written some time back, some years ago. So they read out that article, that how Islam encourages swimming. And where they read it out, where those girls were in their skimpy costumes to be doing swimming, and all the boys are watching, now at that place they read out that article. Now is that where the article was intended for? So we read the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but in the wrong place. Now when we will talk about running, then we will read that that Muslim must keep his body fit and healthy, and where we will use it? In the marathon, running behind those women. Now we will use it there. So there are lots of things that have been encouraged, but it doesn't mean that we must read that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the wrong place. Was that what it was intended for? Or was it intended for going and learning to swim in places which are not, as I mentioned, infested, where the bala is not there? So, jagah ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ya ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai.
Yahan har khushi hai, mubaddal basad gham. یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم جہاں شادیاں تھی وہیں اب ہے ماتم یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم جہاں شادیاں تھی وہیں اب ہے ماتم یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم تیری ذات ہی میں تغیر ہے ہر دم جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل و صدقہ ون ہیپینس ہنڈریڈ سوروز جہاں شادیاں تھی وہیں اب ہے ماتم where there was so much of entertainment, so much of fun, so much of pleasure, so much of feeding and drinking and eating and happiness, and where Allah Ta'ala was forgotten, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was forgotten, namazes were neglected, haram, halal, there was no question of being even discussed. Lavishness, everything was there. And the newspapers also advertised, or the newspapers also announced, marriage of a kind. Marriage of a kind that took place. Wahi ab hai matam. Now finish. One accident, the person is gone, now is matam. One shooting case, the person is gone, now is matam. Earthquake, so many gone, now is matam. Now there's mourning in that same home. Which home there was in which there was no marriage that has taken place, or no death that took place? So he says, ye sab har taraf inqilabat. When we look at all these things, then we must take a lesson that all these changes that are taking place, the doctor who was senior, he had his notice there, or he had his on his gate, he had his name there, and now suddenly the person is gone, now the junior has taken over. Somebody comes, somebody goes. It is just like a train that has started off, a passenger train. One station somebody gets on, somebody gets off. Next station somebody gets on, somebody gets off. It carries on like that until it reaches its destination. So in this world we are like that, those passengers, somebody coming, somebody going. And as I have given the example of timeshare apartment, because holiday season now, so lots of them are in timeshare apartment. So what does the timeshare apartment mean? The timeshare apartment doesn't belong to any one person. There are different people to whom it belongs. When your time is up, then they say, now time is up, you must leave. Now the person says, no, but I like it here, it's very, very nice. The lounge is nice, the air conditioner is nice, the kitchen is nice, the view is very good. So they say, everything could be nice, but this doesn't belong to you. Your time is up, you must move out now. And if you don't move out, we'll bring the police and take you out. So like that, in this world also, it is like a timeshare apartment. That whilst the person is in that apartment, he is allowed to use the furniture, to use the microwave, to use the fridge, to make use of all the amenities and all the facilities that are there. He must make use of it. But he doesn't have the right to damage anything there whilst he is there. He must obey those rules and regulations. Every visitor there, or every person who has got a share, time share, then he has to abide by rules and regulations. He can't say that I'm owning it so I can do anything that I will feel like. There's rules and regulations. So like that, in this world there's rules and regulations which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has imposed upon us. And then it's a timeshare. Somebody has been given 20 days, somebody has been given 1 day, somebody has been given 20 years, somebody 100 years. But after that the time will be up and the person has to pack up his bags and go. Now they, at least they inform you also when your time is going to end. And when it comes to our life, then nobody knows when it is going to end. Nobody knows. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Aur usme tawsi bhi hai ghair mumkin, aur miad uski nahi maloom. Very strange is the visa of life. When Allah Ta'ala cancels it, nobody knows. Extension to the visa is impossible. And the duration of the time of this visa is unknown. So, jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ya ibrat ki jaa hai, tamasha nahi hai. So, have a holiday, no problem. But keep in mind that we don't know when this visa of life will expire. We could be carrying in our passport visa for 6 months or 1 year. In those days, I don't know now, America used to give 10 years and 15 years visa. So the person can have 15 years visa in his passport or 10 years visa. My own passport had about 10 years visa. Now who knows if he's going to live for 10 hours or 10 days. But in any case, that time, those days they used to give, before 9/11. So even if the person has got a 10 year visa in his passport, but his visa of life, he doesn't know how long, what is the duration of time. So don't be negligent. That is the message. Don't be negligent. Eat, drink, but don't be negligent. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya. जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनू बनाया तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनू बनाया बुढ़ापे ने फिर आ के क्या क्या सताया बुढ़ापे ने फिर आ के क्या क्या सताया अजल तेरा कर दे ये बिल्कुल सफाया जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है Childhood days, game, cricket, football, play, run, nothing, no worry, no sorry. Little children, all the worry is on the parents. They've got no worry. Then came Jawani after that, youth. So when the youth came, strength in the body, money in the pocket, then the person thought that now finish, I am free to do whatever I want. Now he doesn't listen to parents, doesn't listen to senior members of the family or teachers or anybody. He believes that everybody must now listen to him because he's young, he's fit, he's healthy. Those parents have now gone old, so therefore he doesn't even care about them. Budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya. Then came old age, and in old age, the person is having so many different kinds of aches and pains. Sometimes it is chest pain, sometimes legs are paining, sometimes head is aching. Like that one person went to that one Hakim Saab, and he said, as an elderly person, he said, my knees are paining. So he said, old age. Then he said, my head is aching. He said, old age now. So my chest is paining. He said, due to old age. Anything he asked, he said, well, now it's old age, what else can we do? We can't give you anything to make you young now. Due to old age, all these aches and pains are there now. So he gave him one slap. The old man gave the Hakim Saab and the doctor one slap. So the doctor said, don't worry, I won't get angry because that's also due to old age. Anger is also due to old age. So this is old age came, budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya. How much of pain and suffering. Look at our old people. That's why we must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not to make us muhtaj in our old age. And it is ajeeb and a very strange thing. Look at the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In one du'a, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, let my best rizq be in my old age. That we must not deprive me of rizq in my old age. Now we will say that at old age what he needs now is going to the Qabristan. But when old age comes, then many times the person is deserted. Children are gone. Family has left him. So we must not look at our own small little community. Go travel out and see what is happening. I have seen in India, in Pakistan, in so many other places, even in our own country. Children looked after their parents until they came 60, 70. They lived with them a little bit and cared for them. But when they reached 80, then they said, please look for some old age home where we can put them now because we can't look after them anymore. Sometimes those parents themselves become so difficult to handle. So they become muhtaj, they become fully dependent. They say, budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya. Ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. Then death will come and wipe you out from the surface of this earth. Nothing will be left. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. But that was years ago, them days, as we say, when people used to grow old and then pass away. Them days are gone. These days, it's all 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, few months, and they're gone. No real warning signs also. Young children, suddenly they say they went into coma and gone. And the old people are still sometimes living. But their children are gone, their grandchildren are gone to the Qabristan. So, budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. And we'll conclude with one more tonight. Yehi tujhko dun hai, rahun sabse bala. Yehi tujhko dun hai, rahun sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. How beautiful he puts it. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahun sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Jiya karta hai kya, yuhi marne wala. जिया करता है क्या यूं ही मरने वाला तुझे हुस्न जाहिर ने धोखे में डाला जगा जी लगाने ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaah hai, tamasha nahi hai. Yahi tujhko dhun hai rahun sabse bala. Day and night only one obsession, my car must be the best, my home must be the best, my clothes must be the best. Day and night, anyone is wearing a certain kind of garment, then the ladies also now, they do not want to have the same kind of material and the same kind of garment, because somebody else is going to be wearing that kind in the wedding or in the engagement. Everybody wants that I must be unique, I must be admired, I've got the best. So there's nothing wrong if a person wants to have something good, there's nothing wrong. But that obsession that we are talking about, that comparison, that person has got this, so therefore I must be one better. Now in worldly and material things, there shouldn't be that kind of competition. That competition must be in good deeds and good actions, that person is doing so much of ibadat, I must do more. He's giving so much of charities, I must give more than that. His akhlaq is such, my akhlaq must be better than that. His generosity and kindness is such, mine must be better than that. His politeness and humility is such, so mine must be better than that. That is where they should be able to. They say, tujhko har waqt ye dhun hai rahun sabse wala, I must be recognized. This is Mr. So and so. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Unique design, unique fashion. My clothes, my car, my home, everything. Look at the number of trips people make overseas just to go and bring things to decorate their homes. That's all. Or for a wedding, just to go and bring the gown that nobody has worn of that kind in this country. O zinat nirali, o fashion nirala. But he asks a simple question, jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala? The person who knows that he is going to die one day, is this how he lives in this world? Tujhe husn zahir ne dhoke mein daala. You have been deceived by the outward appearance. Outward husn and beauty has deceived us, that we have taken that to heart as if our life depends on that. Make use of the ni'mats, I keep on repeating, with increased shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will not only get happy and pleased, but la in shakartum la azidannakum. But don't be ungrateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala, tujhe husn zahir ne dhoke mein daala. We have forgotten that there is a qabristan. In every town, every city, they say that we must have a graveyard. If they don't have a graveyard, then they say that town is incomplete, that village is incomplete, a very, very important amenity is not there. If some people have to take the janaza from their village to another town because there's no graveyard there, we say, well, then that must be an incomplete village. So those qabristans and graveyards must be giving us lessons all the time, that we too will be proceeding in the same direction. So I decided to repeat this tonight because it is December, holiday season. And lots of people will listen to this over tapes and over the internet and others. So at least we become conscious of the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We realize that we cannot escape His sight. And that Allah ta'ala has got the power to pull the carpet from beneath our feet and make our lives miserable, miserable. As for those who are Allah wala's, not sinners like us, then upon them also accidents, disasters and sickness and pain and trouble and all comes on them too. But because of their ta'alluq with their Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, So Allah Ta'ala gives them a kind of a sukoon in their lives which we do not know. Even in their illness and their pain and in everything too, but you will find a sukoon in their lives. They will talk about the pain, they will talk about the somebody passed away, they will talk about the family suffering due to this problem or that problem. But their complaint will be to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. By way of information they give that news so that they get dua. That's all. But because of that muhabbat with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they take whatever comes from Allah Ta'ala. They increase their tawbah, istighfar, and ask Allah Ta'ala for His rahmat and mercy. Hazrat Luqman, he was a slave at one time, but a very, very pious slave. So he was well loved by his master too. So one time he was slicing a cucumber and giving to his master. So the master said, first you eat. So he made him eat. So he ate one piece, two pieces, three pieces, carried on eating like that. And he gave the impression that it's very, very sweet and very, very nice. Afterwards he said, right, now give me a piece. When he had the piece, it was terrible, it was bitter. So he asked him, he said, how did you manage to eat so many pieces of bitter cucumber? Yet I couldn't manage eating one piece. He said, that hand which fed me so much of sweet things all my life, why should I show my face of bitterness to him for one piece that he gave me, which was bitter? That master who gave me so much of sweetness, if one day he gave me something bitter, then what must I complain about it? That Allah who has given us so much of sweet things in our lives. He gave us health, He gave us wealth, He gave us sight, He gave us hearing, He gave us speech. He gave us intelligence, because if we didn't have intelligence, we should have been in an asylum. Look at the ni'mats and bounties of Allah Ta'ala. He's giving us oxygen, He's giving us everything that we require for our survival. He has made the sun, the moon, the stars, the waters of the ocean, everything work for us. So much of sweet things He gave to us. Allah Ta'ala's ihsanat unlimited. Should we not then be obeying Him? And those little ibadat or that obedience that is required, if we find it a little difficult too, we should say that Allah who has given us so much, why should we complain? In the first place, Allah Ta'ala hasn't imposed upon us anything more than we can bear. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the Ummah the tawfiq of amal. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from the fitnas that are lashing at us from all sides. We must increase our du'as for protection from fitnas, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Because they are pouring now. Like the tasbih, if you have to snap the cord, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the time will come when the fitnas will pour like that. Take the tasbih, snap the cord and hold the tasbih like that. One after the other, the beads will come down. Like that today the fitnas are pouring. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيوب غفار الذنوب الله ہم گنہگار ہے سیاہکار ہے بدکار ہے مجرم اور خطاکار ہے ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے تجھے چھوڑ کے میرے مولا ہم گندے جائے کہاں My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Where do we go? There is no one for us besides you towards whom we can turn. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. We have made no preparation for the hereafter. We have made no preparation for death, which is sure to come. Ya Allah, the angel of death is not going to inform us of his coming. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths or bottle of wine in our hands or any kind of haram action. My beloved Allah, you are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Nothing is hidden from your sight. Give us the realization, my beloved Allah, that you are watching every move and every action of ours. Ya Allah, it is just your ihsan and your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then. If there had been any other Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. Raat din teri hi ne'mate tere khilaaf hum istemal karte hain. Mere Rabb Kareem, hamare hal par rahm farma. Hum kamzor hai, hum zaeef hai, hum natawa hai. My beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Change the condition of our lives. With your power of jaz, make us all yours. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health. Bless the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with good health, physical and spiritual. Those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us. So many have met up with accidents, so many are undergoing operations, so many have undergone operations. My beloved Allah, so many people are sick. We know that sickness is one of the means of elevation of status and forgiveness of sins. But my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Protect us from all the fitnas that are lashing at us, especially during these holidays. My beloved Allah, shaitan and nafs want to drag us to the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation. Ya Allah, the enemies of yours and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they have laid out the dastarkhan of temptations and attractions and distractions. The newspapers, the television, the magazines, the radio, the television. Oh my beloved Allah, everything is attracting towards sins. Keep us in the shade of your mercy, my beloved Allah. Tere saaye rahmat mein hame. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs aur shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ae mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. Hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yehi raat din. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the time of our departure from this world comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Baqi. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.